Good afternoon. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good.
Great.
Good, thanks.
Good, good. My name is Steve Olson. I work with Kurt. He had text messaged me about 45 minutes ago that he is on a delayed flight, so he's in the air right now. You know how crabby they get when you talk on your cell phone during the flight, so we're going to I'll be filling in temporarily for today. It happens from time to time as he's flying around doing a lot of consulting in corporate America. So we do have some good information. You guys know the rules. If it's your first time on here and you're somewhere noisy working a chainsaw or whatever, go ahead and mute yourself out. I believe it's star six to mute yourself out. I think that is. But you know, if it gets too nasty, I can always mute everybody out and then bring you back in for questions. And I want you to do that if you have questions about. Everybody's got their own unique situations and reasons for being on here, and we're happy to take a look at them. So, what we're gonna talk about today is pretty important. Take some good notes on it, because when you ask Kurt questions on this call in the future, it's really going to help him answer your question the right way if you phrase it in how I'm going to teach you today. Today we're gonna talk about personality types as they are applied to persuasion. Because, you know, Kurt goes and talks about the 12 laws of persuasion, and those are all very valid, very research-based, scientifically based, but how you use them is certainly going to depend on the personality type of the person that you're talking to. You've all seen different persuasion techniques work just super, super well on one person. But when tried on you or somebody else, they can fail miserably. And that's because of personality types, which is quite a big and diverse topic. If you went over to Barnes & Noble or to Borders or some bookstore and looked for some books on personality types, you'd find a lot. And if you scoured all the literature, you'd see that there's well over 30 different personality types. And I don't know about you, but I'm not quick enough on the draw to deal with something like that. You know, it can't be saying, well, they're this kind and that kind, you know, personality 17, subset of 34, you know. It can get kind of crazy. But if you're looking for a good piece of literature to review personality types, there's a book out there called The Color Code by Dr. Taylor Hartman. And it is probably as good of a way as any to kind of look at how this whole thing works, because he's got it distilled into four personality types. And that book is more catered to understanding yourself and your personal relationships than it is to persuasion. So what I've got for you today is mine and Kurt's translation of that and how it's going to work for you. So there's four personality types. And what you need to think of is what we can call it, a craving. Each personality type has a craving that you need to fulfill before they're going to let their guard down, trust you, and be persuaded by you. If you don't fulfill this craving, it's just a constant fight. It's difficult. You don't feel like there's any rapport. You don't feel like things are going the right way. And we're going to talk about how to identify those and how to fill those and give you some good techniques today, and then obviously field your questions at the end. And I'm going to go ahead and answer a question preemptively here because I get this question every time we go over this subject matter, which is, well, Steve, is it possible to have two different personality types? And I don't want to say you've got a schizophrenic personality type, but what we do see is that somebody will have one personality type in their career, and usually it can be a different one in their personal relationships. We like to use colors. So if you're taking notes, I want you to go ahead and write this down. Write down red, leave some space. Write down blue, leave some more space. Write down yellow, leave a little more space, and then write down white. red, blue, yellow, and white. So in the future, when you're asking me a question or when you're asking Kurt a question, and I'll say, hey, Kurt, I've got this client or I've got this property owner or whatever, and he is a blue personality, that says a lot to us in one simple word. And you'll know what that means here shortly, okay? So what we're going to do, let's talk about the cravings of each personality type. When we look at the red personality type, they crave control. Until they feel like they have control, you're not going to get anywhere with them. If you look at the blue type, they are going to most crave, they want to be right. They want to make the right decision. Until they feel like they're doing that, you're not going to get anywhere with them. If you look at the yellow type, they crave validation. And if you look at the white type, they crave peace. They want to make everything all right. They don't want anything disrupted. Makes sense. So there's some dominant characteristics that each of these personality types carry. You're going to certainly be looking for these while you're persuading somebody, so you can kind of get a bead on what personality type they are. And we can back up. Let's go to the red. The dominant personality type of a red is that they are aggressive. They can be blunt. Sometimes they can be rude. They take charge. And, you know, you can certainly see that each of these types would have their good qualities and their bad qualities. On those reds, the good qualities are their leaders. They take control. They get things done. But on the bad side, they can run people over, you know, steamroll them. If we talk about blue personalities, dominant characteristics, they are detail-oriented and analytical. They're a little more reserved. They can be blunt like the reds. On the weak side of their personality, they usually get a bad case of what's called paralysis by analysis. You can analyze something to death and really never end up doing anything. If you look at the yellow personalities, they are outgoing and very expressive. They can be quite emotional. And they talk a lot. Sometimes too much. If you look at the white personalities, they are very compliant, polite, easy to get along with. But they will tell you what you want to hear, not necessarily what you need to hear. I'm going to give you some other characteristics on, or things to look for. You know, those are general characteristics. Let's get into just basically raw things, raw behaviors that you want to look at that are going to be dead giveaways. Now, here's a little disclaimer. Remember, I told you that there's well over 30 personality types. And inevitably, if we distill all this down into four, you know, we're going to bleed over into some areas, aren't we? So I'll give you three or four different ways to identify a personality type here, you always want to get at least to say that, you know, that, yeah, this person is definitely this type. So don't just assume that, you know, because they match one characteristic that they're that personality type. Get at least two before you start going down that road, okay? One of the biggest ways to find out what kind of personality type is, what kind of personality type somebody is to look at what kind of career they've chosen. They're going to choose a career that makes them most comfortable, because a personality type is really just a language under the language that we already speak. I mean, we all speak English, but it's the feel of English that you like to speak, the emotional component to it. Okay? So looking at these reds, remember, they crave control. They're go-getters. Sometimes they can be bossy. So usually people like attorneys, entrepreneurs, executives, police, military, management. If your prospect is one of those for their profession, for their career, it's a strong indicator that they're a red personality. You know, a white would be very unlikely to gravitate in that, remember, because I told you they want to make sure everything's okay. They're very compliant. Well, when you're an executive of a company, you've got to make waves. You've got to fire people. You've got to make tough decisions. Whites don't like to do that. No, therefore, they're probably not going to be in those positions. Okay? If we move over into blues, the different kinds of careers, they're going to be engineers, analysts, scientists, accountants, researchers, technicians. Those are the kinds of things that you can look at because, you know, the blue, they crave the details. They want to be right, okay? And those kinds of professions allow them to do that. You know, a programmer, they get to pore over code and make sure it matches up exactly with personality, okay? If we go into yellows, you're going to have people in marketing, advertising, promotion, actors, artists, entertainers. These are people that are, you know, center stage. They're yellow personality. And if you go into whites, you're going to have supportive roles. Nurses, teachers, social workers, assistants. Things like that, that allows them to just keep everything running smoothly. That makes sense so far? Not rocket science, but feel free to jump in if you've got questions or comments. And we'll backtrack here, and let's give you another method. Okay, you can even look at automobile choice or office setup. You know, this personality type stuff, it comes through in all of our everyday body language and how we behave. You know, a red is going to drive a fashionable car, but not too crazy. You know, something like a BMW, a black BMW, black Mercedes, or a big solid truck, something that says, I'm the boss, and I get it done. Whereas a blue will drive something economical, an economic truck or a compact car, something with good mileage. You know, he's not going to drive any more car than is necessary to get the job done. That just wouldn't make sense on a logical level. Blues are very logical. Are going to drive something that's a lot more flamboyant, you know, brighter colors, faster, bigger. Okay? Whites will drive something that, you know, gets them where they need to go, but allows them to take care of things. It'll be kind of touchy-feely, you know, they'll have the dice in the mirror or something. Maybe it's a minivan they can get people around in. And if you look at office setup, maybe you go meet a prospect at their office, okay? You'll go in the office, and a red's office is going to be organized but slightly cluttered. They've got their system, and, you know, they know how it works. I went into a developer's office in Las Vegas once, and this guy was pretty old-fashioned. He was about 80 years old at the time that I went in there, still very active in the development business. And he had stacks of paper everywhere, but there was a system to it. You know, to somebody else who didn't work there, it would look kind of disorganized, but to him, it all made perfect sense. Very red personality. If you go into a blue's office, on the flip side, everything will be completely organized in drawers, in files, where it's supposed to be, and there's not going to be any clutter. So if you went to meet a prospect at his office, maybe he's trying to sell you his house, and you find out he works at an engineering firm, and you walk in there, and, you know, he's got the drafting equipment and the different things that an engineer would use, AutoCAD running on his computer or something, and the office is very clean, very orderly, that is going to be screaming blue personality, and that's two confirmations, like we talked about earlier. You're definitely going to want to treat him like a blue. Okay? You know, on the contrary, a yellow's office is going to look like a hurricane hit it. They're going to have stuff everywhere. It's going to look totally like a disaster, and that's what it is. Yellows will have a lot of pictures, too, of, you know, people that they've met and things they've done. That kind of stuff is really important to them to display. And a white office is going to be organized and neat. It's going to feel warm and inviting. Probably have a couple of chairs there for you, and they'll offer you a drink. They want you to feel comfortable. They want you to feel at home. Whereas a red probably wouldn't even think to offer you a chair. You know, in his mind, it's, well, you know, what do you want? Tell me what you want and get out. Okay? So we've got jobs, offices, cars. It's the same thing with dress. I mean, I don't have to go off on this for you, but, you know, reds are going to wear conservative colors, conservative clothes, but it'll be name brand type stuff. Blues will wear economical stuff, and it won't be any more than is necessary to get the job done, like I said. Red's going to have a Rolex. Blue's going to have a Timex, right, for their watch. A yellow is going to push the fashion fringe out there a little bit. And a white, you know, the funny thing about whites is they tend to gravitate toward the red in their relationships or at work. So they'll be wearing whatever they were told or whatever they think is acceptable. Okay. One more indicator to look for. Now, this one's a little more sneaky, right? But let's say you're calling through the paper. Maybe you're calling the for rent section trying to get some real estate deals done or something. Seeing who's open to, you know, seller will carry financing or something like that. You're definitely going to be hearing a lot of voicemails. And the inclination is, oh, well, I didn't get a hold of anybody. I'm just going to hang up. Now, it's going to be wise to listen to how the person recorded that voice message, because how they record that message says a lot about their personality type. A red personality type would record a message like, this is Bob, leave a message. Or, this is Bob, you know what to do, after the beep. And you'll just make a little R in your notes that, hey, this guy could be red personality. A blue is going to tell you the same thing that that a red did, but just in a different way. Remember, they want to be right. They like details. So they say, hey, this is Bob. You've reached my voicemail. Leave me a message with your name, number, and the best time to reach you, and I'll call you back as soon as possible. Told you exactly how to do it, right? A yellow, very outgoing voicemail. There's going to be some, well, from a red or blues perspective, there's going to be some unnecessary stuff on there. Hey, this is Bob. I'm not in the right office right now. I'm out changing the world. Leave me a message. It's going to be very animated. Usually you can spot those yellow message machines from a mile away. And on your white, there's going to be some inherently apologetic language in there. You know, hi, this is Susie. I'm so sorry I missed your call. Please leave me a message, and I'll try my best to call you back as soon as possible. Okay? So look for those kinds of things on the message machine to kind of give you a little bit of a lead on somebody before you've even met them at all. Okay? Does anybody have any questions about what we've gone over on how to identify a particular personality type so far?
What if you don't see yourself falling into any of those, any one of those four?
Good question. I'll give you an email address for you to write to me at the end of the call. send me an email, and I'll fire back with a couple of questions, and I'll tell you what you are. That'll make it a little easier. Because, you know, so I gave you some loose guidelines that work most of the time. But, yeah, sometimes somebody can fit between the cracks, and you're not really quite sure what they are. But if I ask you a few things, we'll be able to have a good idea.
Okay.
So let's talk real briefly here about how to deal with these personality types, and then we'll open it up for some more questions. Okay? Just like we talked about on the craving. They want something in particular from you on a subconscious level before they're going to be persuaded. On a red, they want that control, so you have to give them that control. You know, the whole catch-22 is, in persuasion, we want control. We want to be controlling the conversation with questions. But they don't want that. So you need to make them feel like they have it. You know, for example, I would tell a red, hey, Mr. Red, thanks for taking my call today. I know you're a busy guy, and I certainly don't want to chew up much of your time. Tell you why I'm calling is I'd like to look at the possibility of making you an offer on your home that is in the criteria that you're looking for and that can be done within the next 30 days. Is that something you're open to discussing? I'd need about 5 minutes to do that. So I gave him a timeline that I was going to complete my task within. I let him know it was going to be within the criteria that he was requesting. Obviously, I'd need to know something about that first. But it just kind of gives them an idea of that, hey, you know what, I'm not going to run away and talk your ear off for 20 minutes. I'm going to accomplish what I need to within a relatively short period of time. Also with reds, give them options. So, you know, Bob, you would know better than I do on this, but the way I see it, there's two options here. Option A, explain it. Option B, explain it. Which one is best for you? That way he's got a little, you know, he's feeling like he's making choices and that he's in control. And keep it to the point. Don't go on with a big flowery explanation and, you know, well, here's the history of my company. They don't care about that. Get to the point. That's your best way to handle reds. And reds are difficult to offend because they usually offend people. All right? With blues, have your ducks in a row. You better be on time for that appointment. Blues are notorious for not forgiving you for something like that. Make sure your literature, your marketing material, your website, your contracts, whatever it is, make sure it's proofread and checked for spelling and grammar. To a blue, if you misspell the word, what else are you screwing up on? That's how they think. Be sure to provide them with independent research. They're always going to want to go check things out on their own. They're always going to want to think about it. Take the position of how can you help them arrive at a rational conclusion. Now, that is somewhat at odds with the general persuasion process, which is, you know, create some urgency and get a decision. That's very counterintuitive to blues. So when a blue says, well, I'd really like to think about this, you have to respect that, but at the same time, you've got to box them in. If you say, okay, think about it and get back to me, they're never going to get back to you. Instead, well, that's a fair request, Mr. Blue. Approximately how much time do you feel like you need so I can coordinate things on my end? Well, I'm going to need a good 2 days. Okay, well, I respect that. Why don't we get together on Friday then at about this time? You can let me know what you found, and if there's any additional research that you require, let's see if we can get it together. I just would hope that you understand on my end, eventually we do got to bring a close to this. So if I ask for that or if I, you know, suggest that, please don't take it as I'm trying to rush you. It's just I am under some deadlines on my end, and I'm sure you can understand. So it's, you know, a little bit of a controlled delay for the blue. You know, support your claims with independent statistics. I think I told you that already. Moving on to yellows. Make sure you have plenty of time to talk to them. Yellows like to talk. I did a bunch of consulting for a chiropractor in Los Angeles last year. And we actually personality color-coded his whole patient database. So you pull out a patient's file, and there's a little sticker on the file that says what personality type they are. So if he comes walking out with a patient and says, yeah, Bill would like to reschedule for a new adjustment next week, see if you can get him in. The secretary says, okay, she takes the file, she sees a yellow sticker on that, she knows to book out an extra 10 minutes for that appointment. You want to try to keep them controlled and, you know, keep control of that conversation, but if you're cutting them off too much, they're going to feel frustrated and they're not going to feel validated, which validation is what they want. That's what they crave. So book out plenty of time. There's a good phrase that I use with yellows is, hey, that's a good point, Mr. Yellow, which reminds me. It's a way of validating them, but, you know, kind of nudging them back on the track of where the conversation was going. You can ask a yellow, well, tell me, why are you selling such a beautiful property? Oh, well, it's, you know, we're selling it because last year, you know, I lost my job and, you know, it had to do with me being bungee jumping in New Zealand, and it was a great trip to New Zealand, and we'd love to go to, you know, the South Island there in Christchurch and all that. And before you know it, you're on a totally different topic. Well, that's a great story, which reminds me, I don't think I ever even, you said you were selling it. Why? Did I misunderstand? And it's a polite enough way to get them back on track and keep control of the conversation. And I'll tell you this much about a yellow. You have never caught a bigger fish than them, which means never try to one-up their story. They're always going to be telling you, oh, yeah, I know this guy, and he's great, and I've done this, and I've done that. You're never better than them, okay? Even though they might be the high school quarterback and you're Peyton Manning, as far as they're concerned, you aren't better. And then if we look at white personalities, one of the biggest things I can tell you to do with them is to make sure you're talking to an actual decision maker. Whites have a tendency to gravitate to people that make decisions for them. Can they make the decision? Are you spinning your wheels? It's very frustrating when you go through the whole persuasion process with somebody and you find out at the end, well, I can't decide. I got to talk to my manager. I got to talk to my wife. Do your best to make sure of that. And then just let them know you've got their best interests in mind and you want to create a solution that works for everybody. Usually when that happens in a negotiation or persuasion, not everybody will get everything what they want, but you want to do something that works for everybody. And to please let you know if the deal is not going the way that they want to. A white is much more inclined to just not call you back, because that would make waves. That's against, you know, what they want to achieve, which is, you know, the status quo and have everything be nice and peaceful. Okay, well, yeah, we're hitting 30 minutes here. I kind of got talking there. Does anybody have any questions or comments about what we've discussed tonight?
Steve, I had a question on the color coding. Would you equate that in some way to the Myers-Briggs testing?
Myers-Briggs, yeah, it's similar. There's quite a few different models out there. You got Myers-Briggs, you got DISC, a few of these other things, and there's plenty of similarities. You could go through the different colors that I mentioned today and pair them right up with Myers-Briggs or DISC, and it's going to be pretty dang close.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
Steve?
Yeah.
I am I'm Mark McVeigh in New Jersey. I got on just a little bit late, but is this information in one of the manuals or on the website somewhere? I got a lot of good information, and I'm guessing that it's blue, yellow, white, and red, and got a lot of stuff down, but I didn't. I wanted to make sure that I had everything that I needed.
Let me give you my email address. I can direct you to a part of the site that will get this. And I'd have to ask you a couple of questions as to, you know, what's in your information, because sometimes people have different versions of it. And anybody, any of you can email me at this address I'm about to give with questions. I'll just give you my personal, because I'm going to be on the road for a few days. It's Steve Olson, with an O-N, P-I, P as in Paul, I as in Isaac, at gmail.com.
Thank you.
No problem. Any other questions or comments?
Steve, that email address was steveolson.pi@gmail.com, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay. Well, I guess speak now or hold your peace until next week. Anybody else?
Is there any way you could do a quick close on any of these personality types?
What do you mean by that? Like an example?
Like how would you close, a red? How would you close a blue, a yellow, a white if you want them to buy something, for example?
What product are you marketing?
Well, I'm not. I'm just thinking about, if they were going to, buy, a timeshare or something like that.
Okay. I'll give you a real estate example because I'm a real estate guy. Let's say that you are dealing with somebody who is a property owner. They're looking to unload it, and you're trying to get them to carry the paper. You're trying to do, get some kind of a seller financing going with this person.
Okay, great.
Let's assume that they were a yellow personality, okay? I'd probably do something like this, hey, Bob, this is really a fantastic property. You probably had a ton of people coming to look at this, haven't you? And Bob would start telling me about that and give me a lot of details. Say, well, I like to do business with people like you. I bet we could do a bunch of stuff in the future. You're a fun guy, nice guy to talk to. Tell me, do we got a deal here? I think we should move forward. I like you a lot, and I like the property. Well, yeah, Steve, sure. Yeah, definitely. And he'd talk some more and say, well, let's get some agreements done. I don't see any necessity in getting too technical on things. Let's draw something simple that works for you and works for me. And why don't we go out to lunch tomorrow and get everything hammered out? I'll buy you lunch. What's your favorite place to go? Bring anybody you need to. If you've got friends that want to do something similar, I am in the market right now, let me tell you. But what's your schedule like tomorrow? And obviously I would plan on Bob being about 10, 15 minutes late because he's yellow. But you can see there's, on a logical level, there's not a ton of substance in there. It's, you're great, I like you, this is fun, let's move things along, no reason for it to get too complicated. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And then the blue, you just remind them of some details and stuff like that. But what about a red?
With a red, it's pretty simple. Hey, Bob, we got a deal or what here? You've told me that these are your criteria. I've given you this. Does that meet your criteria? Okay, I've given you that. Does that meet your criteria? Okay, how do you want this done? Do you want me to draw something up? Have you got an attorney you'd like to draw something up? What do you prefer?
Okay, give them a choice there.
Gave him some control, was very blunt, kind of let him know, hey, look, I've got what you want here, so let's do this.
Thank you.
No problem. Any other questions? Okay. Well, feel free to marinate on this and email me if I can help you with anything else. Kurt will be back next week. And he'll be back in town, and you can ask him questions as well. And when you ask, in the future, about a prospect or a particular deal that you're working on, feel free to let him know what personality type the prospect is, and he'll certainly be able to help you a lot more. But I have got to run, and I'm sure that some of you have to as well. So until next time, have a good night, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Yep, bye-bye.